This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, happy Constitution Day, y'all. Hey, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I know it's been a whole day since we've been on the air, and I've done some sneaky travel. And I'm in Las Vegas today with my buddy Stefan Schwanier, and Stefan's going to be hanging out with me and another buddy who's going to show up soon. He's in traffic, Brad Zalas, who wrote Liquid Leadership. And Stefan, happy Constitution Day.
Wow, thank you. I didn't even know it was Constitution Day. But
the thing is, with me, every day is Constitution Day, so you don't have to think about it. But today, it is acknowledged to be when the Constitution came into being. And, of course, that's why we're going to acknowledge it even extra more. See, I can't speak already. You know what I'm trying to say. Super Don, are you with me? You might need to back me up on the verbal stuff today. You're extra here, exactly. I have no earthly idea how I got here, but it's been a whirlwind. It's absolutely great to reunion with friends here, and we're actually live at the Naturally Organic Healing Center. J.C. Cox owns it. He's off today, but he's so kind and gracious. Said, hey, just come into my studio. We got the dragon behind us on the wall, which is really cool, and they're going to have some like tea classes next door, some other classes after we're done here. Great place. I don't know. It's going to be amazing. So we've got a couple of hours of broadcast healing, but of course, first and foremost today, we're going to heal our Constitution. And some of you say, wait a second, does your Constitution need healing? And that would be a really good question, because your Constitution just is what it is. The question is, are you honoring it? Are you feeding it? Are you nourishing it? Are you obeying it or abiding by it? And when we don't, of course, when we talk about the body, and Stefan, you are an amazing athlete, acrobat, have been ever since I've known you. In fact, you still work for Cirque du Soleil. You do some subbing in when somebody needs a vacation. You come in with your act, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
What is it called? Body to body still?
Yeah, it's with a female partner, and she and I work and do a acrobatic dance counterbalancing routine.
Amazing. And there are, I guess, some video snippets of it online.
Yeah, my YouTube channel.
So, Super Don, did you connect to Stefan's webpage or whatever? It'll probably link out through that.
Yes, absolutely.
And so you know my friend has been at the highest level of physical and of course you have to be emotionally stable. You have to have concentration. There's so many aspects, spiritual, mental, everything that goes into the physical excellence, lack of a better way to say it, but meticulousness of how you move and the strength and the interaction. That a constitution to you as an athlete, what does it mean?
Well, I was going to ask you that very question.
Okay.
Not as an athlete, but could we come up with a good description of what constitution means? Because, you know, call me stupid, but
no, I wouldn't.
I'm not exactly sure what constitution means.
Well, the constitution is from a homeopathic perspective, and this is like having a Freshman Friday segment, Super Don. I love that question. There's something that you're born with. You have a constitution. It's kind of that guiding principle that says your body needs this. Your body is adept at this. It's weak at this. And you learn about it, and then you kind of alter the way you live to support it if you're aware, if you become aware enough of it. So without even knowing the term constitution, you might have another way to describe what I'm saying.
Like, what is my state?
Yeah, your physical state, your being, you know, what is it that you excel at? What is it, strengths and weaknesses, in a sense? So if I look at our Constitution as a nation, I would say our strength is that the Constitution attempted to minimize the interference in the freedom of the people. It supported and defended individual liberty. Now, if we ignore the Constitution, that manifestation of it is weakened, and people live in slavery or in shackles in various ways. In a similar way, if we ignore our Constitution, it can be in trouble. We can be sick, ill, physically and otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I have to check in on a daily basis because first thing I need to be able to do is to do what I call a maintenance workout. And that is to keep myself up to a certain level so I'm ready to go on stage at any moment. Because
you're on call.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Being on call means I could get called, today's too late, but I could get called day of and
right.
I'd be ready to go. So I have to keep myself up at a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
So every morning I check in to see if I'm ready to do my workout. And either I feel good and I do it right away,
mm-hmm.
or I just need a little more time to build up my constitution, if
right.
you will.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to put it. And, of course, putting in things that support your body. Now, obviously, there are a lot of things that no matter what your constitution is, it's universal, right? I haven't found the person's constitution that does well on pesticide-laden genetically engineered foods, for instance.
Agreed.
Right. So you've got this basic concept, and in the concept of our nation's constitution, fundamentally that defense of liberty is something that many people have lost sight of. When they look at the Constitution, they think, well, no, it means whatever we want it to mean, because there's some kind of clause called the General Welfare Clause, as if that meant specific welfare. And yes, when you talk about your general welfare, it also says, you know, in line with your Constitution. And people have lost sight of that because they're not learning about the Constitution out there in the body politic. Like, you have to learn about your Constitution in here, and I hope that everybody pays attention to learn about their own so they know what foods they do well on, what exercises they do well on, other things that they don't.
Agreed. Well, I was going to say that we're all probably already taking glyphosate supplements on a daily basis.
Yes. Yeah.
With our, what do we call it, the SAD? The
Standard American Diet? Yeah.
Exactly.
We're all Roundup ready?
Yeah. Even if we're not on the SAD diet, then we're probably still being exposed to it in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm looking at how do I minimize exposure as one half of my daily maintenance of my constitution,
mm-hmm.
and how to nourish myself with those superfoods on the other half.
You said it well, because the constitution, your constitution can't do it without you, without your input, your help. And our constitution, if it's ignored, if it's stomped on, if it's crumpled up and ripped apart, it is not going to survive. It doesn't survive just because it's written. It's that piece of paper, right? And some people, maybe many people in our country, no longer learn about the origin of this written document that was supposed to limit our government. That is so amazing. It's still the best one written on planet Earth thus far in recorded history to maximize individual liberty, including spiritual freedom, which is very fundamental to our origin point, you know, our founding fathers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think awareness of that is very important, as well as awareness of our own bodies. And I think, just to make a point, awareness gives us choice.
Mm-hmm.
The more we know, the more we can choose what freedoms we want to uphold.
Mm-hmm. Super, Don. I always stretch a bit when I talk about the body and talk about the body politic. That's why when we talk about healing on all levels, I mean it. Today, of course, we open with the Constitution. I kind of cross-reference it a little bit, and I know there are people that know the Constitution way more than me, no doubt. But the concept, the principles underlying it, I try to live and breathe and eat and sleep, all of that. And so that we have now a nation of sheeple instead of people that love liberty, and they're demanding of their government to give them things as opposed to say, just get out of my way and allow me to live the life I'm here to live.
Yeah, well, you're right. And you've got people that think things are rights that aren't rights.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are things that they say, shouldn't be rights or aren't protected by things. You know, like in this article here, it's an opinion piece that was on Fox News that I threw in there.
Mm-hmm.
About the Constitution and how it's not being taught, really, you know, in schools, because you've got a whole new generation right now that is believing that certain speech that they don't like or they don't agree with can just completely be removed from their First Amendment protection. And, that's just not the case. People don't understand. Yeah, they've lost the ability to even understand what the Constitution is, what it stands for, and what it means.
Yeah, and a big part of your body's constitution, if you ignore it, you're in a state of illness. You're in a state of dependence. And unfortunately, our culture has been, and our constitution has been usurped by global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state that basically say, in violation of the, they don't say it this way, but in violation of the First Amendment, which is freedom of religion, we're going to establish a state religion. It's not Christianity. It's not Judaism. It's not Islam. It's the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And so we claim ownership and control of your children's bodies when they try to mandate vaccines, like in California or in other places, or in context of cancer treatment. You've been involved. You've seen people that have suffered with cancer and that have struggled with allopathic medicine, the medical monopoly. They say, oh, the only thing is chemo, radiation, and surgery. If you do anything else, we ain't going to get, we're not going to let you. And we'll put that doctor in jail who dares to do that. Where's freedom there? Right?
It's almost comical.
Oh, no, it's a tragic comedy. But people that don't exist in this realm necessarily, like they don't know about natural medicine and natural healing, they say, well, America's the freest place. Why are you complaining? I'm like, no, I'm not complaining about the places where we still have freedom. I'm arguing that there are places where freedom has been lost already, and I want to see it reestablished. And, you know, Constitution Day is every day for me, but we're acknowledging it today, and I always have to bring it into a health construct for folks that are into the health part of this show to understand that you can't disconnect it. Because if you're ill, if you're physically ill, and you're dependent upon someone to take care of you, how is it that you can exude liberty? How is it that you can enjoy the blessings of liberty, should you care to defend them?
Well, you can't.
Yeah. It's a limitation on it, in a sense. I mean, it's experience, too. I had a lot of brutal experiences growing up with chronic diseases as a young boy to a young man to find my way out of it. And that, of course, I was introduced to the concept of constitutions in homeopathy and how you can get a remedy that is your constitutional remedy that seemingly aligns with you when you take it. Kind of like the, what is the name of the machine again we used?
The amp coil.
Amp coil. It can read your energy and deliver just what you need.
With a voice analysis.
Yeah, and it's totally amazing, the technology to do that. Homeopaths would take a lot of maybe hours of anamnesis or questioning to get the patient to say, this picture fits this remedy, and that's your constitution. You take it, and you're like, man, I just feel overall better. Pretty cool, huh?
Pretty cool.
You know what's cool, Stefan, when he does his acrobatic stuff? If you get to see, you're still appearing in Zoomanity once in a while when you're on call for that?
Yeah, it's once or twice a month.
For Cirque du Soleil. And then otherwise, you're going to be appearing anywhere else, we can say?
Well, I do jobs here and there all over the country and sometimes internationally.
Yeah. Well, if you know about him, now you do, you can go to his website. What is it called?
Acrofusion.com. Fusion with a Z.
Acrofusion.com. It's linked up in the show notes. We're going to get Brad Zolas into the show soon, and we're going to talk liquid leadership, generational shifts in thinking, and how we can all get along when people are abandoning the Constitution.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Live from the Naturally Organic Healing Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks to J.C. Cox. I appreciate him. This is a great little center here. They do all kinds of classes and some kind of tea that you like. What is it?
Actually, Ron Tea Garden's products.
Okay.
They're herbal supplements.
I wasn't familiar with that, so it's something you approve of, then it's
my
probably
my favorite
good.
Goji berries.
Oh, yeah?
You want to get the most moist goji berries, you got to get Ron Tea
Garden.
You
love it when those, I can hear Billy Crystal in Princess Bride, when the goji berries are just so moist and just right, right? That was perfect.
I wouldn't know what that's like. I usually get the hard ones.
The crunchy ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to have to follow Stefan's lead there. We got Brad Zalos joining us now. He's the author of Liquid Leadership, a good friend for many years, and he's here in the desert, and I had to reach out, and he made it through the traffic by segment two. That's, by the way, when we planned to have you, so you're not actually late.
Oh,
you're
cool.
Actually right on time.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I know. So, no, we can't make any post-millennial jokes about you at all because, you were prompt and on time. So,
thank you.
So, Constitution, we were talking about the body's Constitution, the nation's Constitution. And, Brad, I know you have a keen interest in liberty and our nation's history, and not everybody does. So, this is an auspicious day for you to be here as well. The ignorance about our Constitution, the reason it was written. Today, now, it's like a document that means we get anything we want from government. Right. And, in fact, we've seen it on both the liberal and the conservative side as both of these so-called differential parties or opposition parties are spending, I wouldn't even call it constitutional coin anymore, Federal Reserve notes, to the point of a debt approaching, what, $20
trillion? Mm-hmm. It's out of hand.
That's got to bode well for our future.
Oh. Well, you know what I've learned, and this took me a long time, and I was a big fan of Richard Mayberry mm-hmm. and all his books. And it really goes back to we're not taught anything anymore in the school system. And if you sat down with my father, he passed away many years ago, but my dad was a lifelong Democrat. and a lifelong member of the NRA. Now, for some people, the gears in their head are going like this when you hear that.
Right.
Today's Democrat is not like the Democrats of yesterday. And it has nothing to do, really. Liberty has nothing to do with Republic or Democrat. It's really about individual freedom, sovereignty, and understanding that political power has always tried to take control of people throughout history. Doesn't matter what it is. And they do it in such a very subtle way. And over the past 50 years, there's actually a great documentary about this called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America.
Mm-hmm.
And what has taken place is they've actually trained people in one methodology of thinking, in one way of seeing the world, and only one way of taking in information. And we know in this world, it's never that. There's so many ideals and opinions and things that are going on and the way people want to live their life. Now, if you live in a country where liberty and your individual sovereignty is upheld, then it doesn't matter what your belief system is. It is upheld at the highest level. No one can take it away from you. You have complete power over your own fiefdom, your own personal fiefdom.
Mm-hmm.
And now, slowly, that's eroded into collectivism, statism. Oh, we can't solve any problems unless the government's involved.
Right.
You know, what do I do with myself?
And who's going to fix the roads?
Right, and look where we're at today.
I hear that one of the pizza companies is actually doing pothole repair. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
I don't know if that's for real or not, but yeah, why not?
Well, that means we're paying too much for pizza.
Oh, man. But yeah, no, it has to come down to idiocy, lunacy, insanity of looking to the same entities or organizations that have created the mess and asking them to clean it up and
fix it.
Right?
Yeah, the very mess that they created. People are now asking them to fix that mess.
And government supports that, by the way. They like that. In fact, they have provided, I think, patent protection for Purdue Pharma, which is not Purdue Chicken, but they're the ones behind the latest opioid mess that is disastrous of addiction and death. And they've now been granted some kind of exclusivity on a treatment for the addiction to their very drug. So they're going to profit on both ends of it.
You know, this is what astounds me, and I love the work that you do, Robert, because there's a YouTube special on this. Maybe you saw it, Stefan, but there was this father who was cleaning out all his cabinets in his kitchen, and he wanted to feed his kids something. So he found a box of cereal up there, and I don't want to say what the brand is or the type of cereal it was,
mm-hmm.
but he's like, oh, there's just a little bit left. So he pulls it out of a bowl, and there's dead ants at the bottom. And he goes, what the heck? Why are the ants are dead? You know, cereal, they should be able to live in there for years. He reads on the box, guess what one of the ingredients is? Trisodium phosphate, which is rat poison.
Nice, lovely.
So why is that in our cereal for our kids?
Well, it's kind of balancing out the glyphosate, the Roundup you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, all right. It needs company.
Yeah, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Stick around. Generational discussion with Brad Zolas after the break.
Yeah, that shocked me when I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, try sodium phosphate.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
It is Advanced Medicine Monday. We will expect to hear from Dr. Bitar next hour. Where in the world is Dr. Bitar? Last week it was Singapore. Is he in New Zealand? Is he in the States? We'll find out. And we've got a lot more vaccine discussion with him and, well, and more than that. Right now, first hour, Stefan Schwanier, my good buddy, and he's got a link. Again, your website?
It is acrofusion.com with a Z.
If you ever get to see Stefan do his thing, he's amazing. Top of the charts, if there are charts for what you do. You're right there.
I always wondered if there's a chart for
that. Yeah, he's amazing. Go to his website. Check out his artistry. It's absolutely amazing. And Brad Zalos, good buddy, he has written Liquid Leadership. That's where I want to go with you now. It is Constitution Day, and, you know, you've written extensively about the differences in generations in terms of management and working with it. You know, like the millennials come to work in corporate America, and it's like, whoa, they don't get along so well the way it used to be done. But I'm even more intrigued about them and the post-millennials, my Generation Z kids, about a love of liberty. Because we see in the media there seems to be a gravitation towards socialism, or what they think is socialism. And I don't know if they're really aware of it, or if it's just a buzzword that doesn't have the same definition that we knew it meant. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, let's go back to our school days. How many of us were truly taught that there are six economic models that we've been taught are political models?
In public school.
Right. So communism, socialism, monetarist, I guess Austrian, and a bunch of others. And so what we start to look at is we've actually not been taught anything. But growing up, especially if you're a boomer, you're taught, you know, keep the government out of things. Let's keep things small. We pretty much can operate on our own. Well, something shifted right around 1984. All the experts kept coming in and telling everybody, well, you shouldn't parent kids that way. You shouldn't paddle them. You should be right there with them and let them be who they should be. Let them be amazing. And then the conversation started changing in the household. My dad, when he heard about child-centric parenting, he said, you know, this is a load of crap. You know that. But child-centric parenting changed the conversation in the household.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is you have a new generation, and this isn't good or bad. I don't want anybody to judge this. But what happened is now we leaned into these younger kids, and we had peer-to-peer discussions with them, like, hey, do you think mommy and daddy should get a divorce? What do you think?
Whoa.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Don't ask your kids that question.
Right. So, you know, you started to see these very strange conversations that were encouraged in the household. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, buddy, don't get up. I know it's only 10:30. We don't want you to, you know, be too upset. Mommy and daddy have decided, you know, you can just stay in the house as long as you want till you're 30 and you see that car in the driveway. That's yours, honey.
Well, a brand new car. So, wait, you raise a bunch of wimps and wussies. And, of course, this we hear about the so-called snowflake generation.
Right.
I have argued that the snowflake generation is partly snowflake because they've been the most vaccinated group in the history of mankind. Since the early 90s, this is when it expanded the schedule. So I'm not taking away the physiological damage that I see
right.
as a homeopath looking on, but there's more than that, too, I
right.
believe.
Well, the whole field of child psychology and studies all shifted from 1977 into the 80s. And now you had school systems that shifted all their education into child-centric curriculums. Instead of, we're going to learn math today, now it's like, what do you kids want to learn? And, you know, kids are going to go, we want to do art today, you know, things like that. And this isn't good or bad. Once again, I don't want anybody to judge
this. I like art. I'm not good at it.
But the social engineers decided at the PhD level mm-hmm. that we can't traumatize kids. And we need to have them, you know, be carried through life. If they're a child, they need to just be a child.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a lot of PhD work out in California that matriculated into the school system. And now all of a sudden we had a generation that was being taught that they could talk back to adults. They were right all the time. Nobody told them no. They could go do whatever they want. And even if they were in 12th place, they were told they are the last to win. And so a mindset starts to happen
mm-hmm.
where you have a generation now that is waking up and they're pissed. Sorry to put it that way. On live radio, but they're kind of pissed off because they realize most millennials are starting to go, there's something wrong. And studies maybe 10 years ago actually said there's 65% of them are more into socialism and liberalism, and they're okay with the government being big, but they don't want to pay higher taxes. Well, that doesn't make any sense. And part of the reason it doesn't make any sense is they weren't actually taught anything about how government works within their own school system. So now a lot of them are getting out, they're waking up, and some of them are actually joining, I don't know if anybody knows about the walkaway movement.
Yeah, hashtag walkaway. I interviewed Brendan Strock before he got big. The weekend before he blew up, we had him on the show here with Celia Farber, and I found it fascinating because here was a liberal Democrat, happened to be a gay hairdresser in New York City, right, of all things. It's like, fine. And he's like, you know what? I got sick of the anger and the hatred that he was feeling coming from the left. And, you know, all his life, of course, if you're gay, you have to be a leftist. He's like, well, no, there are a lot of people that aren't. And he came out and said, you know, I want to give a safe space, so to speak, for those of you who really aren't.
Well, this started happening in the summer of 2016. A lot of you know I'm a consultant and a business guy and all that. And I would be at these business meetings or giving a keynote, and all of a sudden two or three people would come in and shut the door and look around and go, hey, we love what Trump's doing.
Mm.
And they were like testing the water to see.
Is it okay?
Is it okay to talk about this? So I've noticed that there's somebody who's ranting about our current president, and they're going crazy. And they don't seem to notice the rest of the room is just going like this, dead silent, keeping their mouth shut. And what's happening is we have such a division now, and people are getting so violent and so angry and so upset that what's happening is people just keep their mouth shut. That's all they're doing. And there's a quiet movement taking place that a lot of people are not paying attention to. And it's this undertone. And I see a lot of millennials have reached out to me and they're like, you know, I voted for Donald Trump because I'm just tired of my parents. I'm tired of hearing all this anger and this anguish and this fighting and this negativity. This isn't part of what I signed up for. They're very scared about where things are going. And they know war. They want to stop wars, and they want to stop different things. They're tired of poverty. They're tired of seeing a lot of what you talk about, this medical Gestapo that's on
right.
top of people
so
all the time.
Do you find that millennials, maybe post-millennials, are still young, but are more into natural medicine than ever before?
They seem to believe and understand that there's more than just cutting somebody open and a pharmaceutical. Mm-hmm. And they are learning that more and more because their parents kind of woke them up a little bit, because they're watching their parents get sick and get old. Their parents are mostly baby boomers, some Gen Xers, but mostly
right.
baby boomers raised the millennials. Cusp boomers, like my generation,
right,
who
right.
are young looking and, grew up with cartoons and the ABC after school special.
Yep, that's us.
So the concern is they've seen mom and dad get old. They've watched their parents. And let's be honest, Robert, when your parents, and you, Stefan, maybe, when our parents got to this same age, were they this healthy? Were they even attempting to, like, stay in shape and eating right? Or they were pretty much, you know, I'm retired, I'm ready to call it quits.
They didn't know. And, my dad, many years ago now, it seems, but he did about half the things I told him to do, and he survived longer than he should have based on his medical history.
Right.
My mom, God bless you, Mom, love you, 84 years of age now, she's dancing 2-3 times a week. She goes out dancing. She's on zero medication, and she says, because I listen to my son, right?
Mambo Yay. Mom.
Right. And you know, it's funny because the potential is there for any of those generations to kind of do it differently. Even at these late stages, we've seen it happen.
Right.
The question is, what is that trigger for each of us, whether it be a boomer or a Gen Xer or a millennial or a post-millennial even, to make that leap to see, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think what is taking place, maybe you see it in your own work and your own kids and things like that, and that is this. They know something's wrong, but they can't quite put their finger on it because no one has told them.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're looking into this, we're 2 years in to this presidency, and they're going, there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
When I turn and I look on the news, that's not telling me what's actually happening in the rest of the country.
Yeah.
And what happens is, I learned it the hard way. A lot of my friends are New York. I lived in New York for 35 years, and a lot of them are liberals, intellectuals, smartest people you'd ever want to meet. And they sat me down privately and they're like, Brad, how the heck did this guy get elected? They're really in tears almost. Like they're in complete disbelief. And I go, well, you do realize your belief system ends at Jersey.
Yeah.
And the rest of the country is worried about five things.
Mm-hmm.
Putting food on the table for their family.
Yeah.
Roof over their head. A job. Being able to retire. Family and church. They are not racists. They voted for Barack Obama for 2 terms.
A lot of them did, yeah.
Yeah, but they lost their pension. That's a dirty little secret no one's talking about. Pensions have gone under across the country. So they're sitting there going, I can't vote for these people anymore. I can't vote for promises. I can't vote. I got to vote for someone that shakes it up so much, I don't care if he has a potty mouth.
So what is it that you think that Trump did that Ron Paul didn't? Because Ron Paul was the modern-day statesman constitutionalist. Trump is not a constitutionalist, I mean, in that same context. I mean, there's some elements you can pick out, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it has to do with the hair.
The hair.
Because, you know, Rand and Ron, you look at the hair, okay? Then you look at Donald Trump.
I don't know what kind of hair Trump's got. But listen, I recognize the disaster that would have accelerated under a Hillary Clinton presidency because it was the same old thing. But at the same time, I acknowledge Trump for some of the good stuff he's doing and call him out for when I believe he's, you know, not doing something. So trying to be intellectually integritous while having integrity.
Right. Well, I liked Ron Paul. But Ron Paul, I hate to say it, his presentation style. You know, Americans, I hate to say this, we like sex appeal. That's why Bill Clinton got, you know, voted in. We like that. And I don't mean sex appeal in, you know, the word sex. I mean, did it excite us? Did it get us on the edge of our seat? Did we want to go, whoa, I want to buy that?
An emotional species.
Exactly. Yeah. And so Ron Paul he was the elder statesman, like in the final days of the Roman Empire, who said, hey, we can't do this.
Yeah.
And everybody went, ah, shut up. You're like my grandfather. He gets to a certain age and we have to sit him in the corner
at
Christmas.
Yet a lot of young people were digging it big time, right?
He was talking exactly what we needed to hear.
Yeah.
Not wanted to hear, needed to hear.
Yeah.
And everybody went, oh, you know, he's part of this party. Just watch how the media goes after somebody, and you'll understand just how much they're for the people.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, we're going to take a break here. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. RobertScottBell.com. Links to Liquid Leadership. Links to my buddy Stefan. And we're going to talk about dancing after this break.
Can't wait.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Scott Bell Show.
Are we in an unconstitutional stranglehold, baby? I think many people are, and they're not aware of it. So we might as well dance. I've heard that term. If you're on thin ice, skating on thin ice, might as well dance. I'm like, well, okay, I guess there's an argument there. It's going to be a short-lived dance. But, Stefan, I've seen you do your moves in acrobats, yeah, and artistry, and then there's dance involved. And I remember one of the ones you did was an Italian-inspired dance acrobatic. Was it Fugazi? Is that the name of it?
Oh, yeah, because we named it after, we were watching the Donnie Brasco. Yeah, and I was playing around with those accents. And then my partner says, well, why don't we call this act? Actually, she said she influenced it and said, well, why don't you put some of that character in this act? So we put a little bit of mafia in there. And
yeah.
Yeah, and then we ended up calling it Fugazi.
That was really cool.
It's fake.
So we got a dance story here, and Super Don threw this out at us. It's actually a study, and Stefan, you can rule on this because it says salsa dancers less likely to get injured than Zumba dancers. And you read this, and you were shaking your head and laughing. Like,
I
what was wrong
it.
With
it? It was
this?
Such a waste of time. I have no idea why anyone would want to find this. Who is this for? I mean, who's the target audience for this stupid article?
Right. Was there a battle between Zumba and Samba that they just had to settle with science? I mean, what was going on?
How dare you?
I'm wondering. Super Don, what happened here? Where did this come from? Who did this?
Look at the picture of that guy.
This was actually published in a scientific journal, the Journal of Physical Activity and Health, and the title of the study is Injury Surveillance of Non-Professional Salsa Dance. So, again, I have to agree that this is one of those studies where you shake your head and you go, why would you spend money to explore which particular dance style has more injuries? And it turns out that salsa, compared to Zumba, is safer because in Zumba, they say that people are stepping on each other.
You know what?
This is what they discovered. Is this like a Nobel Prize that's going to, you know, be awarded for this?
Name the dance style, and I'm going to be stepping on some feet. It doesn't matter when it comes to me. So I'm dangerous to dance with.
I've seen you dance, Robert.
Yes, it's very, very silly. I will just say that.
Well, Super Don, did you notice that this article is also a little bit misogynist? It said women are 2 times more likely to get injured than men.
I did not notice that. So this was done by, obviously it was done by men here, apparently.
Yeah.
How dare
Pablo A. Yes, it was a man. Yes, it was.
Yeah, Pablo Damien Escobar.
I think we need to write a letter to that.
Right?
Where he must work in some university somewhere.
So, Stefan, are you doing dance lessons? Because I might have to sign up just so I don't hurt anybody.
Teaching or taking?
Teaching, I would say.
No, I don't think I want to teach people dance.
I would be a lost cause, yes.
It is dangerous, yeah, and I could be making... It could be a liability for me, and I've kind of stay away from that.
Yeah, be careful. We'll just enjoy your performances in the meantime, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, maybe some people who really just don't want to get off their fat ass might enjoy this article. Because then, I don't need to risk injury,
right?
But then again, you know, what that song that goes, how you gonna do it if you really don't want to dance? By standing on the wall. Get your back up off the wall.
All right.
Come on, man.
All right. Three white guys with really great rhythm. Well, at least two of them.
I believe that was Cool in the Gang, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Thanks. Yeah.
Well, listen, my mom would say, just dance. Just get up and dance. Because it's keeping her young, honestly. And y'all enjoy dance. And even if you don't, get out there and wiggle a little bit. It's going to be good for you.
Even the electric slide.
Yeah, which I still can't do, by the way. No.
What is the electric slide?
It's a four-step
disco era
box.
I want to see what that looks like.
All right. Well, on the break, Brad Zales will do some electric slide, and we'll be gearing up, hopefully, to get Dr. Rasha Bitar on second hour. Are you guys going to hang out? I mean, I got Dr. Bitar advanced medical. You can hang out, whatever you want to do. We're just going to, you know, take it into the advanced medicine realm next hour.
I'm just jazzed that I was able to hang out with you guys. I haven't seen you.
Dude, we're still starting. Hey, do you want to go for organic Indian food after the show?
That sounds like a blast.
Does that sound good? Have you done here?
Nope.
Place called Mint.
Whoa.
Organic Indian food, folks.
Well,
yeah, salivate now because you're not coming. You're welcome to if you're in
Las
Vegas.
No more samosas for you.
So,
my favorite.
Anyway, my wife's going to be going, why didn't you bring me some of that back home? Well, honey, we'll come down here and we'll hit that together because it's just a very special treat. It'll be amazing. So, folks, again, Liquid Leadership, what's the website?
You can go to www.liquidleadership.com or Google Brad Zales. My last name is Zoloose.
Good luck with that.
And you'll find me.
Yeah. And once again, your website?
Acrofusion.com.
With a Z.
Indeed.
And it's linked up in the show notes. Thanks to Superdon. Go to robertscottbell.com. We did constitutional healing, a little bit of dance, a little bit of millennial generational talk.
Yep.
Y'all keep digging it. We got advanced medicine coming after the news break. Thanks for being here. The power to heal. It's the God's honest truth. It's yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.